Apollo 11, this is Houston. If you have a minute or so free, we can read you up the morning news here.
Go right ahead.
Roger. Roger, hot from the wires of the MSC Public Affairs Office, especially prepared for the crew of Apollo 11.
Okay, first off, looks like it's going to be impossible to get away from the fact that you guys are dominating all the news back here on Earth. Even Pravda in Russia is headlining the mission and calls Neil the czar of the ship. I think maybe they got the wrong mission.
West Germany has declared Monday to be Apollo Day. School children in Bavaria have been given the day off. Post office clerks have been encouraged to bring radios to work, and Frankfurt is installing TV sets in public places.
BBC in London is considering a special radio alarm system to call people to their TV sets in case there's a change in the EVA time on the moon.
And in Italy, Pope Paul VI has arranged for a special color TV circuit at his summer residence in order to watch you, even though Italian television is still black and white.
Back here in Houston, your three wives and children got together for lunch yesterday at Buzz's house. According to Pat, it turned out to be a gab fest. The children swam and did some high jumping over Buzz's bamboo pole.
In Moscow, space engineer Anatol Koritsky was quoted by TASS as saying that Luna 15 could accomplish everything that had been done by earlier Luna spacecraft. This was taken by the press to mean Luna 15 could investigate the gravitational fields, photograph the moon, and go down to the surface to scoop up a bit for analysis.
Even the kids at camp got in the news when Mike Jr. was quoted as replying, yeah, when somebody asked him if his daddy was going to be in history. Then after a short pause, he asked, what is history? In Washington, President Nixon is planning to use his executive power to streamline the Interstate Commerce Commission. According to industry sources, it was reported Nixon would trim the commission from 11 to 7 members by not making new appointments.
And the big news around Houston today concerns the Astros. In the sports world, the Houston Astros rallied in the ninth inning at Cincinnati to dump the Reds 7-4. Going into the ninth, however, things looked pretty bleak. The Astros were trailing 4-3. Then with one out, Jesus Alou stroked a single to the right field. John Edwards hit another single to right, and Sandy Valdespino hit a double to bring in the tying run. Julio Gauthier was walked, and Joe Morgan dropped a bunt for the game-winning play. A wild throw to the plate and that allowed another run to score. Then a sacrifice fly by Dennis Menke brought in the final run. They really came through in the ninth.
Another game's in the next.
Yeah,
league.
Those Astros really been catching those flies since they put a roof on the stadium.
Good work. In other games in the National League, New York beat Montreal 5-2, Pittsburgh beat St. Louis 4-1, and Atlanta over San Diego in the first game of a doubleheader 6-2.
In the American League, Detroit beat Cleveland 4-0, New York trounced Washington 5-0, Boston out-hit Baltimore to score 6 runs to the Orioles 2, and Chicago beat Kansas City 6-1.
Okay, in golf world, Tommy Jacobs, an infrequent competitor in recent years, took the lead in the Philadelphia Golf Classic yesterday. His second round score was 139.
You might be interested in knowing, since you are already on the way, that a Houston astrologer, Ruby Graham, says that all the signs are right for your trip to the moon. She says that Neil is clever, Mike has good judgment, and Buzz can work out intricate problems. She also says Neil tends to see the world through rose-colored glasses, but he is always ready to help the afflicted or distressed. Neil, you are also supposed to have, quote, intuition that enables you to interpret life with feeling, unquote. Buzz is to be very sociable and cannot bear to be alone, in addition to having excellent critical ability. Since she didn't know at what hour Mike was born, she has decided that he either has the same attributes as Neil, or he is inventive with an unconventional attitude that might seem eccentric to the unimaginative.
And last but not
least. Who said our last?
Ruby Graham, an astrologer here in Houston. Now we checked with flight operations for all the signs for the mission, and then we of course had to make sure that everything was really all set.
Houston, go ahead.
Roger, you cut out after Tommy Jacobson. I guess we got into antenna switching problems.
Okay, following Tommy Jacobs, we have a hot smoking word from a local Houston astrologer, the name of Ruby Graham. She says that all the signs are right for your trip to the moon. Neil is clever. Mike has good judgment, and Buzz can work out intricate problems. She also says Neil tends to see the world through rose-colored glasses, but is always ready to help the afflicted or distressed. Neil, you're also supposed to have, quote, intuition that enables you to interpret life with feeling, unquote. Buzz is supposed to be very sociable and cannot bear to be alone, in addition to having excellent critical ability. Since you didn't know at what hour Mike was born, she's decided he either has the same attributes as Neil, or that he is inventive with an unconventional attitude that might seem eccentric to the imaginative. And that's 30 for today. Over.
Well, thank you much there, Bruce and Fred Show. We appreciate that.
Roger.
That was Fred Hayes alternating with Bruce McCandless on that newscast.
Fauna 11, this is Houston. We observe you in full. If you'll give us accept, we'll start our uplinks.
You got it, Houston.
Roger out. Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, we're on low bit rate at the present time, so it's going to take us a little bit longer than normal to get this stuff up to you, over.
I guess we're in no rush.
Okay, we're here if you're there.
Recently is really spectacular. It fills about three quarters of the hatch window, and of course we can see the entire circumference even though part of it is in complete shadow and part of it's in earthshine. It's a view worth the price of a trip.
Well, there are a lot of us down here that would be willing to come along.
That was Neil Armstrong.
I hope you get your turn in soon. I think we'll be able to bring the whole bunker along, I hope. same lot of antenna switches.
Say again, 11.
So one of these days we can bring the whole bunker along, and then that'll save a lot of antenna switches.
That's Charlie.
The Moker is the mission operations control room. It's the control center here.
Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
11, this is Houston, we're showing
you. Bizarre is Bud D, so I'm filling in for him.
Say again, please.
I said Bizarre is brushing his teeth, so I'm filling in for him. What can we do for you?
Roger, well, if you don't get in the way of the Bizarre while he's brushing his teeth, we'd like you to bring up the primary accumulator quantity a little bit. We're showing the quantity now at 20.6% on PM. Seems to have gone down a bit since you've gone into the shadow. We'd like it serviced to bring the quantity up to between 30 and 40%, preferably 35%, over.
Okay.
The computer is yours, 11. The loads are in and verified. You can go back to block.
We're in block.
11, this is Houston. On the basis of your last P-52 alignment, the platform looks like it's indeed performing very well. No problems there, no updates required, and no PIPA bias update is required either. Over.
Sounds good.
This is Apollo Control at 73 hours, 25 minutes. Apollo 11 is 6,522 nautical miles away from the moon, approaching it at a velocity of 4,483 feet per second. This is Apollo Control. We're showing spacecraft weight in lunar orbit, 72,004 pounds.